Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls incident at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj extremely sad, takes stock of situation and assures all possible assistance. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath urges people not to pay attention to rumours. Mauni Amavasya Amrit Snan underway smoothly at Prayagraj. JPC on Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 adopts its draft report with amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. Congress releases election manifesto for Delhi Assembly election. Beating the retreat ceremony to be held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi this evening amid tight security. And ICC Chief Executive Jeff Allardyce to step down amid concerns over Pakistan's readiness to host Champions Trophy 2025. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have termed the accident that happened in Prayagraj Mahakumbh today as extremely sad and expressed grief over the loss of lives of devotees. President Draupadi Murmu said the stampede incident at Prayagraj Mahakumbh is extremely sad. In a social media post, the President expressed condolences to the families of the devotees who lost their lives. She prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured devotees. Mr. Modi also expressed condolences to the devotees who lost their loved ones in the accident and wished speedy recovery to the injured. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the local administration is engaged in helping the victims in every possible way. The Prime Minister said he has spoken to Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and he is constantly in touch with the state government. Addressing reporters after the incident, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said, Mr. Modi spoke to him multiple times to inquire about the situation. He said some devotees were seriously injured while crossing the barricades on Akhara Marg between 1 and 2 a.m. in the night. The Chief Minister said they were immediately taken to the hospital and are undergoing treatment.
रात्रि को 1 से 2 बजे के बीच में अखाड़ा मार्ग पर जहां पे अखाड़ों के अमृत स्नान के दृश्य से बैरिकेड्स भी किए गए थे तो बैरिकेड्स को फांद करके आने में कुछ श्रद्धालु गंभीर रूप से घायल हुए हैं उन्हें तत्काल हॉस्पिटल में पहुंचा करके उपचार आदि की व्यवस्था उनके लिए की गई है उनमें से कुछ श्रद्धालु गंभीर रूप से घायल हैं
The Chief Minister said Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Health Minister and BJP President JP Nadda and Governor Anandiben Patel spoke to him and took stock of the situation. Yogi Adityanath said there is a huge crowd of devotees at Prayagraj Mahakumbh and around 8 to 10 crore devotees are present. He appealed to people to take bath at their nearest ghat and urged people not to pay attention to rumours.
प्रयागराज में हालात वर्तमान में नियंत्रण में हैं लेकिन भीड़ का दबाव बहुत बना हुआ है अखाड़ा परिषद से जुड़े हुए पदाधिकारियों के साथ मैंने स्वयं भी बातचीत की है संगम नोच पर अखाड़ा मार्ग पर नागवासुकी मार्ग पर लगातार दबाव बना हुआ है और वहां पर उन श्रद्धालुजनों की सुविधा के लिए भी हर प्रकार की वहां पर प्रशासन पूरी मुस्तैदी के साथ लगा हुआ है और इसीलिए मेरी अपील है पूरे प्रदेशवासियों से पूरे देशवासियों से और सभी श्रद्धालुओं से भी सभी पूज्य संतों से भी कि अफवाह पर कोई ध्यान न दे संयम से काम ले
Meanwhile, the Mauni Amavasya Amrit Snan is underway smoothly at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. We now go live to our correspondent Aman, who is at Prayagraj. Aman, tell us, brief us on the situation on the ground at Prayagraj after this incident. Aman, do we have you on the line? Aman, please brief us on the ground situation.
Yes, Alsa. Among lakhs of devotees to take holy dip in the Sangam has been phenomenal. They are chanting Har Har Mahadev and Har Har Gange while going to the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. The Amrit Snan on this auspicious day is going smoothly. Mail authorities have appealed to devotees to not fall prey on rumours and fake news. In view of security, 50,000 central and local police forces have been deployed, while CCTV, helicopter and drones are being used for strict vigilance for any mishappening. Further, rapid action force has been deployed in the Mailia area and barricading has been done in the ghat. Additionally, a 7-tier security framework has also been placed. Meanwhile, as of 12 p.m. today, more than 4 crore devotees have taken a holy dip, and the total number of devotees who have taken a holy dip till now has crossed 24 crore. Yes, Kalsa.
Thank you, Aman, for updating us with the details from the ground. Meanwhile, the Indian Railways has denied rumours circulating on social media that certain special trains catering to Mahakumbh pilgrims have been cancelled. Talking to Akashwani News Executive Director, Information and Publicity, Railway Board, Dilip Kumar called the reports completely baseless and misleading.
भव्य एवं दिव्य महाकुंभ के लिए भारतीय रेल द्वारा व्यापक व्यवस्था की गई है। इस महाकुंभ के दौरान भारतीय रेल द्वारा 13,400 से अधिक गाड़ियों का परिचालन किया जा रहा है। कुछ सोशल मीडिया साइट्स पर ऐसी बातें सामने आई है कि रेलवे ने गाड़ियों को कैंसिल किया है। इस बात में सच्चाई नहीं है। भारतीय रेलवे ने जिन गाड़ियों को चलाने की घोषणा की है, उन सारी गाड़ियों का परिचालन किया जा रहा है, जिसमें विशेष गाड़ियां भी शामिल है। इस ऑस्पिशियस डे में हम लोगों ने 370 से अधिक गाड़ियों के परिचालन का फैसला किया है।
The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Wakf Amendment Bill 2024 adopted its draft report today. Talking to media in New Delhi, Chairman of the 31-member panel, Jagdambika Pal, said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. He added that the report of the committee will be submitted to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tomorrow. Mr. Pal highlighted that detailed deliberations were held on the bill in the last 6 months.
आज फाइनली आज जो जेपीसी की ड्राफ्ट रिपोर्ट थी और जेपीसी का जो क्लॉज बाय क्लॉज जो हम लोगों ने 27 तारीख को हमारे 14 क्लॉजेज में अमेंडमेंट्स हुए थे उसका एक अमेंडेड जो बिल था दोनों को मेजॉरिटी के साथ अडॉप्ट किया सभी सदस्यों ने। अब आज अडॉप्ट होने के बाद कल हम इसको स्पीकर साहब को इस रिपोर्ट को हम प्रस्तुत करेंगे।
Meanwhile, opposition members in the panel questioned the adoption of the report. DMK MP A. Raja said the report was adopted in a hurried manner. Nasir Hussain of the Congress said several objections and suggestions made by them have not been included in the report. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee and Shiv Sena UBT MP Arvind Sawant, among other opposition MPs, said they have submitted their dissent note. The Congress Party launched its manifesto for Delhi Assembly polls today. Senior party leaders Jairam Ramesh and Pawan Kheda, along with the party's Delhi Unit Chief Devinder Yadav, released the manifesto, which promises a monthly grant of 2,500 rupees to women, free health insurance of up to 25 lakh rupees, LPG cylinder at 500 rupees, free ration kits and free electricity up to 300 units. Mr. Ramesh said a guarantee means it is the right of the people, and 5 guarantees have been announced for the people of Delhi. He took on the BJP and AAP for allegedly ignoring the issue of pollution in the city.
दिल्ली के चुनाव के लिए कांग्रेस पार्टी ने 5 मुख्य गारंटी दी है, उसकी घोषणा भी हो चुकी है, उस पर काफी विचार भी हो चुका है। दिल्ली में अभी ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस नहीं, यानी व्यापार करने के लिए आसानी की बात नहीं, पर ईज ऑफ ब्रीदिंग महत्व रखता है, यानी कि सांस लेने की आसानी करनी है। ईज ऑफ ब्रीदिंग, ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस नहीं, ईज ऑफ जुमलाबाजी नहीं, पर ईज ऑफ ब्रीदिंग।
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that people of Delhi now want a government which builds houses for the poor, makes Delhi modern, provides tap water to every house and provides freedom from the tanker mafia. Addressing a public meeting in Yamuna Khadar in northeast Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Modi took on the AAP, saying that excuses, loot and lies of the ruling dispensation cannot continue. The Prime Minister said all promises made to people will be fulfilled in time-bound manner after BJP comes to power in Delhi, and this is Modi's guarantee.
दिल्ली में बनने वाली भाजपा सरकार अपने वायदे पूरी करेगी। मैं फिर दोहराता हूँ, 8 तारीख के बाद जब दिल्ली में भाजपा की सरकार बनेगी, जो भी वादे आपको किए गए हैं, वो सारे के सारे वादे समय सीमा में पूरे किए जाएंगे, ये मोदी की गारंटी है।
Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will hold rallies in Matiala and Vikas Puri, while Union Minister Manohar Lal Khattar is scheduled to hold public meetings in Motinagar, RK Puram and Mehroli. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will address public gatherings in Badli and Timarpur legislative assemblies this evening. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will hold mega roadshow in Rajouri Garden, Tilak Nagar and Vikas Puri. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address public gathering in Bhavana. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. As part of Republic Day celebrations, Beating the Retreat ceremony will be held at the Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers will be present on the occasion. This year in the Beating the Retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances will captivate the spectators with foot-tapping music of bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. Delhi Police has made elaborate traffic arrangements in view of the ceremony. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 on the 1st of next month. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. In a special series ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget, Akashwani News brings to you the expectations of experts and people from the Union Budget. Talking to Akashwani News, co-founder of a tech-based education startup, Yashwant Chityala, shared his expectations from upcoming Union Budget.
As India strives towards Vision 2047, it is essential to focus on education and skill development in cutting-edge hardware fields like embedded system, robotics and mechanical design. By investing in state-of-art labs, industry partnerships and hands-on training, we can equip our next generation to innovate, compete and thrive in global economy. So, I would request the government to emphasize on investing more skill development centers in terms of robotics and other hardware skill sets that will improve our manufacturing workforce.
The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear the Sivamoto Arjikar case today. The case addresses the safety of medical professionals initiated after the brutal rape and murder of a trainee doctor at Arjikar Hospital in Kolkata that occurred in August last year. On 22nd of January, the bench comprising Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna, Justice Sanjay Kumar and Justice K.V. Vishwanathan said there was paucity of time and moreover three fresh applications were filed in the case, so the case will be taken on the 29th of January. U.S. President Donald Trump has invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a meeting in the White House next week. Mr. Netanyahu said in a social media post that he will be meeting the U.S. President on the 4th of next month. The invitation was made in a letter from the U.S. President to discuss about bringing peace to Israel and its neighbors and efforts to counter shared adversaries. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has confirmed that Jeff Allardyce has decided to step down as ICC chief executive. Allardyce's decision comes amid concerns over Pakistan's readiness to host Champions Trophy 2025 starting next month. In his farewell message, Mr. Allardyce said he was incredibly proud of the results from enhancing global reach of cricket to the commercial foundation put in place for ICC members. The ICC board will now initiate next steps to identify the new chief executive. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls incident at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj extremely sad, takes stock of situation and assures all possible assistance. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath urges people not to pay attention to rumours. Mauni Amavasya Amrit Snan underway smoothly at Prayagraj. JPC on Work Amendment Bill 2024 adopts its draft report with amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. Congress releases election manifesto for Delhi Assembly election. Beating the Retreat ceremony to be held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi this evening amid tight security. And ICC Chief Executive Jeff Allardyce to step down amid concerns over Pakistan's readiness to host Champions Trophy 2025. With that, we end the Midday News.